Lowlight presents Talking More Bollocks. Proudly supported by the Hotbox Sauna. Need a reset? Sweat it out at the Hotbox Sauna. Ireland's number one sauna and cold plunge experience. Recharge, relax and reconnect in stunning outdoor locations. Book your session now at thehotboxsauna.ie. Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
Did a Hotbox Sauna session last week. I'm still thinking about it. The heat just hits you different.
Yeah. That proper finish blast followed by the cold plunge. I felt brand new after my one. It's an unreal vibe as well. Lakeside, sea air, proper escape.
I went in wrecked and I came out a new man. I was floating. It's not just for recovery either. It's a great spot to catch up or sweat out the fare from the night before.
Yeah, they haven't nailed. I was at the one in Meath, but they're in Sligo, Kilkenny, Louth and Dublin. Which one did you go to?
At the Dublin one, of course. If you fancy giving her a go, hit them up at thehotboxsauna.ie or check them out on Instagram at thehotboxsauna.
And here's a bonus. Use the code TALKINBOLLOCKS10 for 10% off your session. You'll thank us later. Don't forget, we have our biggest ever live show coming up Friday, July 11th in the Bord Gáis. Make sure you're there.
If you want world record attempts, Coyle Cobbler and Shane Todd in the poshest venue in Dublin, get your tickets.
And another guest.
Oh, fuck. You relax there, Teddy.
I'm not saying anymore.
Why is he flirting?
I'm just saying, Coyle Cobbler and Shane Todd are definitely going to be there.
In the poshest venue in Dublin.
With the best venue in Dublin.
With the roughest podcast? No, we're not the roughest podcast.
Oh, don't put us down like that.
We're coming.
Yeah.
Get tickets. July 11th.
Friday. Oh, gosh. July 11th. July 11th, yeah.
See, I'm afraid because I know the stuff that's being released and I'm like, right, we can't release that bit of info. Mm. You know what I mean?
So no, I don't think any other announcements will have been made by the time this goes out.
Oh, yeah, I know. We need to keep the cards close to the chest down.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
right. So get yourself fucking tickets because things are going to be going down.
Yeah, a few tickets left. They're going a lot quicker since, you know.
Key announcements.
Yeah.
People like an old announcement, don't they?
I like an announcement.
I don't. I want everything to be spontaneous. So that means we're going to be more spontaneous on the night. Like, didn't expect that.
Yeah, they're still going to be smart.
And it's me doing a cartwheel. Money messing, go, cut that, go ahead.
Yes.
Right, I have something to say. Right, ready? Do you know when you hear, it's usually always in films and it's always American. Oh, he's my second cousin twice removed. What does the twice removed actually mean?
That he's not actually your cousin at all, that he's your friend.
No, is that not your cousin's kids?
I just meant
no,
that
that's your second cousin.
That's what it sounded like.
But you know when you hear the Americans being like, oh, yeah, he's my second cousin, three times removed. What does the removed part mean? Because I know what a second cousin is.
A first cousin once removed will be your parents' first cousin or the child of your first cousin.
But, sorry, no.
See that? I was right again.
Carry no, the removed part.
Yeah.
We don't need to include that then because we know what a second cousin is and a third cousin. We don't need the removed. You know what I mean?
No, they're different things.
Oh, so go on then. Give us another example to verify your point. I just heard you saying I was right again. No one actually contested you. So I don't know what you're talking about. Like he literally just goes, I was right again. No one said anything.
Because I said what it is and you said no and then gave a different
answer. No, Terrence said it was no.
What did
I want to know about the removed part. What does that mean? I know what second and third cousins are.
Your second cousin is the grandchild of your great uncle or aunt.
Yeah, it's your ma's cousin is your second cousin.
Second cousins share a great grandparent or I don't know.
Your ma's cousin is your second cousin. Yeah?
Yeah.
They're different things though, I think. I'm almost certain.
What's the difference?
Depending on how close you are to them, you just call them all your cousin.
Everyone's your cousin.
Yeah.
Everyone's
your cousin.
Do you know my nana has a great, great grandchild?
Fucking hell.
So my nana's first grandchild is a granddad.
What?
Yeah, not mad, isn't it?
How old is she?
How old's Betty?
Betty's 85.
My nana's 85.
84 or 85?
My same age as Betty, yeah.
Fucking hell.
So, because I was thinking about this. So my oldest cousin, so he'd be the first grandchild that my nana had, yeah? So it was my dad's brother's son. He's in his 40s. His daughter has a child.
Fuck me, man.
But she's in her 20s, like, you know what I mean? So it's not as if these are all, like, fucking 16
so
and pregnant.
So there's potential for her to be great, great, great?
Potential? What are we looking at? Her young blood's about bleeding through or something, so you're looking at about 15, yeah? If old Alice makes it to 100, then yeah.
She'll be doing well. A bit of luck. She gets that one hour off the state as well.
Yeah.
15 more. Yeah, hang in there for another one hour on.
What's Attenborough? Dave Attenborough's like 99, but he's bleeding.
Is he?
On the door, isn't he?
Is he?
Every year he does a video, doesn't he?
You see some 85-year-olds like you and Enny and Betty and all that, and they're fresh.
Yeah.
They're going out giving out, bleeding.
Drinking and all.
Yeah.
I think it's mad when they're that age and they'd be in an awful state in the pub and they crucify people.
Yeah.
Everyone does get it off them.
Yeah.
Everyone. And you know what I love about them? Doesn't take much to cross them.
No.
Doesn't take much to cross them. Do you know, it can be like, I'd imagine with you, Terry, if you just went into Betty and be like, oh, did you see, I don't know, Jer was fucking sick, didn't go into work today, and she'd be like, see that scumbag, and he'd be crucified, and you'd be like, I was sick today, you know what I mean? But like, they let them have it.
Yeah,
there's like no tolerance. And then on the other end of the scale, it'd be like, do you see Gav? He's up for more though, yeah. And she'd be like, ah, oh, he's a terribly nice young fella though.
Yeah.
He's the bleeding butcher and some fella, Betty. You know what I mean? It's mad. Yeah. The tolerance level, it's either very high on one end of the scale or very low when it comes to sympathy.
I think he's spot on with that, yeah.
They don't give a fuck, like. So, any questions, Tom?
This is, I mean, listen, make of this what you will. Someone referring to themselves as Yamo Hall.
Yamo Hall.
It's used to know that Leitrim didn't have traffic lights until 2004.
And I believe it. I believe every word of it.
Is that real, Owen? Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
No.
I believe it. Owen's actually looking this up. Will you just leave it?
Sure, before I...
Owen, some things are better off just left.
Oh, wait, hang on a second.
You're lying. You're trying to get my hopes up. Not a bus lane.
I'm telling you now, if you parked on a hill in Leitrim and let the handbrake down, the car will roll up the hill. I promise you.
It's true.
They hadn't got traffic lights until 2004. When was the first traffic light ever built? And where was it? I want to know.
In the whole world?
Yeah, ever in history. Where was the very first traffic light put up? And I'd say people were like, what is going down on horseback?
It's December 10th, 1868.
New York.
Parliament Square in London.
Oh, London?
Yeah.
I thought it would have been America. And here, do you reckon people just abided by that off the bat?
Yeah.
They just went up and it went red and they were like, stop?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What, so what? Like, imagine, right, it's Tuesday and you're going around at any speed. And you're stopping for now.
Any speed, you're in a horse and carriage.
Yeah, but it's still fast. And then Wednesday, they put the traffic light in. You're telling me you're just going to stop at that?
I reckon they announced it. Like, this is what's going to be coming. We're doing this yoke. And they have police and what have you. The old bobbies.
In May 2004.
2004.
Yeah,
how
we get on?
Go on,
May 2004.
You're still right. 2004, still 2004.
Yeah, but it's like... What do they say in the army and all? 16:32 and all. It's half hour, bro.
Okay, so in April 2004, they put up the first traffic lights, and in May, 1 month later, there's an article here saying Leitrim's long-awaited traffic lights erected in Carrick and Shannon last month are causing traffic chaos. A meeting of Leitrim County Council will hear today.
To get rid of them again?
I'd say, fuming about them.
I'd say the traffic lights in Leitrim, red means go, green means stop. I'm telling you. Like, come off it. Anyone who was offended by your slag in Leitrim, you can't be surprised when you didn't have traffic lights when Ireland were in the World Cup.
Calvin, you come on the podcast the following week in a suit and made a statement apologising to Leitrim.
Yeah, and you still didn't send your man 100 quid.
Don't be bringing her up.
McGinty. If you were to walk through the ILAC and whatever you asked anybody to do, they had to do it and they couldn't say no, what sort of carnage would you cause?
Oh, you're asking people to do with a worm.
The word am I just going to say, look, go in there and take the till.
Yeah, where? There's nowhere open in the ILAC anymore.
You could get, I'll go in there and rob 45 iPhone 16s. Like, there's no point in getting someone to dance when you can make a few pound out of it.
Yeah, but imagine Betty Woods walking in and like, do the warm there, Betty.
That'd be hilarious.
You know what I mean? She's doing a big arch on her back and all. Grew up out of her. Some random fella beside her. What have to do? Oh, and he's doing the warm. Like a Fortnite lobby.
I know what you would do. Into the watch shop there. The little fucking Rowley or something.
There's no watch shop there.
There is a watch shop in the ILAC, bro.
In fairness, we can't take him for granted. Remember, he was like, I was in Argos last week and I went out of business 18 months before.
Where was I? Where was I?
When was the last time you were in the ILAC? Tell the truth. Genuinely, like, give us a date. When was the last time you walked through the ILAC?
Yesterday.
No, did you definitely walk through the Oilac?
I think so, wasn't it?
I think so.
No, but I was in the Oilac, like.
Oh, no, but you're definitely in the Oilac.
I was
yesterday.
In the 100%. I was in the Oilac. I walked past the watch shop.
I was there on Saturday.
Well, yeah. Imagine I bumped in the own town, like, in at, like, civvies, like.
I was there with the whole family. I was thinking, like, call them, let them know.
Ah, you should have. You're a slave, eh, bro? I swear to God.
I was around the area for ages.
Imagine what your kids would be like, who's he?
Your uncle. I don't have to give them all a fiver or not. You know what I mean?
10 out of 50, Aaron, give us change. Give an 0 of 10 on his missus a score, then, you know what I mean? Just to break her up, fuck it.
Yeah.
But yeah, and anyways, I still don't believe he was in the Oilac.
I was there, boys. I'm in the Oilac all the time, actually.
I imagine that, yeah.
All the time. Bro, you know, he says these things, bro. Then the truth comes out.
Like 3 years ago, 2 years ago.
You make a few mistakes though, like a few things you just be saying, ah yeah, I done that, and I'm like, did you know? And then he's like, oh, I thought he did.
Why would he not be in the Oilac though?
No. I just have a feeling that, like, he says, oh, I'm in the Oilac all the time, and then if you actually broke it down, it was like 3 weeks ago was the last time he was there, and you'd be like,
because
yeah, but
remember,
like,
when I said I was in Argus?
Yeah.
And then you found out that Argus was gone like 2 years prior.
We got a tip off.
Yeah.
I don't look her up, yeah.
I know, I don't know where I was that day. I'm sure it was Argus. It was a good little Argus, boys.
It was big.
Yeah.
Big enough. And then you had one in the Jervis. Yeah. That's gone as well. That's obviously, it's gone. So, yeah, bring back Argus. Just a little
more. I think we've had this one before, but Rowan from Wexford. You can either be teleported anywhere you want in the world or be teleported to any time in the past. What would you pick?
That's a good one.
In the past? Do we have to have lived there?
No.
So we can go even further.
But you can only go back to where it is that you're standing at the moment. So if you want to go back to, say, see Liverpool win 2005, you have to get yourself to Istanbul now and then teleport.
Sure, you will. Sure, did he specify that yet?
Or else you can go to Istanbul now.
Mark, how many house in the Celtic Tiger?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, yeah, that's not a bad show. From quite the fucking stories I've heard.
I don't want to be here now for this.
What do you mean?
I don't want to be in Marconi, like.
What the fuck is going on there?
You have to go somewhere.
You thought I was just nipping her all the
time. Yeah, I'm going. All right.
Like, I'm not here for it.
They do TBX after this. So sometimes I do be out. Do you ever, like, feel horrible when you're out and be like, yeah, for the going home now, I'd love to snap my fingers and be in bed? I do always think that voice.
Yeah.
So there's options here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were just saying, like, teleport somewhere, like, in time.
It wasn't a long question.
Go start it again. I can teleport anywhere in the world.
Yeah, you can teleport anywhere in the world, or you can teleport to any time in the past.
Yeah, teleport anywhere in the world. Why would I want to teleport back into this studio?
No, but, like, you
just leave the studio, get a flight to Istanbul, yeah. Then teleport back to 2005.
Ah.
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to go back to the very first human. I'm going to teleport back to there now.
So you had to go to Ethiopia?
Yeah. And I'm going to teleport back to the first human.
But
I don't believe
we have gone over this. There's no one specific first human.
There is.
Well, there's not. There's just...
So we 45 of them spawned in.
They got less and less hairy as generations went on, basically, and stood a little more upright and got a little smarter. Stop rolling your eyes.
I don't believe it. I'm teleporting back to the first human.
Why don't we teleport you to a university right now where some professor who knows all about this can sit down and explain to you a lot better than I
can. He doesn't believe in dinosaurs either.
What?
Come on now.
He doesn't. I'm only at the cop now. We spent so much time talking about Jurassic Park last week, and a couple of months ago he was saying he doesn't believe in dinosaurs.
Jesus Christ. You don't believe in dinosaurs?
So how long was dinosaurs around before humans?
Millions of years.
Yeah.
Oh, was it? They could have been there. Go on, Owen.
No. Sorry. Can you bring us back a step here?
Yeah.
What made you doubt the existence of dinosaurs?
Because I thought you were around not too long before us.
And why would that make you think it was made up?
Because let's say we were monkeys.
Yeah.
How did dinosaurs die? Through meteors and all?
And why did they not die with them?
Yeah, why did not every species die?
Oh, yeah. No, and it took a couple of thousand years.
No, millions.
After the meteor crashed into the earth. It was still another couple of thousand years before all the dinosaurs were gone.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
But even at that, boys, I'm like, they found a few bones, didn't they? And then start drawing pictures and stuff on. Crocodiles were around, didn't they?
And sharks. There's a lot of animals that were around that survived, yeah?
Anyways, that's why I thought dinosaurs weren't real. And grasshoppers.
Yeah, I don't know where that's coming from.
I don't buy into that.
Propaganda, that is.
Yeah, you're too easily sold on. Believe the government and everything. Yeah, what?
Dinosaurs and grasshoppers.
Dinosaurs are woke. Can we get a board and just put
things he says are woke?
Just in general, what is woke? And just add to every
we
week.
Just get one week, like a roll down, and we'll just hold on, snap it back up.
Yeah, every week. Every week. Imagine the length of it.
Electricity is woke, bro. What happened to seeing in the dark?
So you're falling.
Yeah, you're going to say you're out of breath because you just come back from going to the toilet. And what happened?
I fell over the wet floor swim when I walked in. And there's gangs of people out there as well.
That's fun, man.
Oh no, I'm a stupid cunt.
And you can't even hit the deck because there's a wet floor swim, so there's no liability.
I went, oh, bollocks. And, you know, one of them.
There's no liability, so you can't even get a claim. Well covered in head, yeah.
All right, that's took you to the cleaners there. Have I broke an ankle on?
I'd say we would take the case.
Yeah.
We'd fight that.
You'd let us?
How?
I don't think so. I think
there's a wet floor swim.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No,
there's personal responsibility in all this, you know. Mm.
If there was no wet floor sign, I would have been out falling on top of you. Oh, my neck as well. Cut the roof off. I'm going witness getting 10% off both of us.
I'll throw this in because it relates to McGinty's one from earlier. If you could live in any shopping centre,
Dundrum.
Which one would
you like?
The Ilac.
Yeah.
Dundrum. All day.
Why
the biggest Dundrum? One.
Yeah, would you not rather a smaller one, no?
No, variety. You're going into the oil, like you're going to be like, going there, having a breakfast in the morning, have a kip, you wake up, it's gone.
Answer me this. What's in Dundrum that's not in the oil? Like?
Brown Thomas.
You've insulted the oil centre.
Yeah.
Brown Thomas.
Well done.
Butler's.
Is there a watch shop in Dundrum?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the little watch shop?
Yeah. That little... It's like the box room in the gaff.
It's probably a phone shop now.
It's a nice little watch. I was looking at one of my daughter the other day. Yeah,
yeah, they're grand jobs, aren't they?
G-Shocks, yeah.
Yeah, no. Some fucking price on them. Went in having a little can. I was like, what story with the price of that, Paul?
You stop that, I'll bring you somewhere now.
Dundrum. Bring him to Dundrum.
Was I in Dundrum?
Definitely don't buy a watch in Brown Thomas.
Why?
That's overpriced.
Is it? Yeah. We were in, that's where we done the Tommy Mallet episode.
Oh, yeah.
You're definitely picking that over the oil, like, tell the truth.
No, I'm not.
You're a liar.
No, this is, you have to live there. You don't have to, I guess, stay there the whole time.
I know.
So he likes being in the area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for him, imagine him having to make the trip from Dundrum back to town, to walk around town aimlessly all day and then go back to Dundrum and then complain to me about how many hours in the week he's working.
You know.
That sounds like a film.
Hey, I'm close to you. I'm catching you. No, I am catching you.
Yeah, but the thing about it is he's also walking simultaneously, so he's building on his hours as you're building on yours. So unless you do more work when he goes home, you'll never catch him.
How does you do work when you go home?
No. That's like saying I run more than Owen, but you and Owen run together, and you say you run more than him. Yeah, so the only way you're going to run more than him is if you keep running when he stops.
How many days a week do you do?
Five.
How many days a week do I work? At least five.
At least.
At least.
You're not the only sick.
I often have to do this.
You're not the only sick.
Clean up your latest mess.
You're not the only sick. I'm the only about at least four. At least four since March.
So if he says he's doing at least five and you're catching him, he's gaining a day on you every week.
Yeah. But in terms of hours worked, I'd say I'm close. I'd say I'm close, Sean. I'd say I'm close. I came in here last week at...
This is the most annoyed I've ever seen him.
9 o'clock.
You're annoyed.
You are annoyed, bro. We can tell.
He said this last week and you were fuming. Yes, you were talking about bringing XL formulas.
He texted me privately and said it.
Oh, wow.
He texted me privately and said it.
No, I didn't text privately.
He said, this is like the time when you said you work more hours than me.
Oh, hang on. Let's go back to that.
It's exactly...
I'm not going to be misquoted. I'm not going to have my own messages misquoted.
It's exactly... What you said.
You know what means business? Because Owen pulls up WhatsApp web so we can just scroll through everything.
So we were talking about someone, right?
In the back of someone. The two is.
In the back of someone, were we talking positive about them all? We leave that to the listeners.
We were talking honestly and...
Were we in the back of them? Or were we talking positive? We were talking honestly.
It was about Calvin's performance.
For defamation reasons, we will not repeat that. And it was a public figure, wasn't it? It's not someone we know personally.
Fucking Calvin.
But nobody get paranoid. So anyway, I said, ah, that person. A massive contradiction. Like you, working half a day a week and then telling me you're doing more hours than me.
Yeah, it's very similar to what I call it.
Your only comeback was, ha, 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 ha. Nine has.
Yeah.
That was all you had.
I panicked. Yeah. It's just because you're on a roster and I'm not on a roster. That's all there is.
I'm not on a roster.
Yeah,
I'm
on a roster.
I'm checking Yap on a Sunday. Am I in on Tuesday? Nudging his missus, I have a long weekend, do you want to book something? Oh no, wait, sorry, I'm in Monday to Friday 9 to 5 this week again. Oh, that's only the fucking 50th week in a row this year.
Anyways,
why don't we do that for a couple of weeks? We start just
swap roles.
That's not bad too.
Yeah, but I feel like, is that
detrimental,
like a trading places kind of thing where
you're really panicked there?
I'm worried about the damage you could do to my career, life, everything.
Oh no, you meant if we swap bodies, like if I become you and you become me.
Imagine that.
So hang on, I just went from trading places to face off.
Yeah, like imagine I was you but I looked like you but it was me.
This is face off.
Do you get me?
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, face off.
This is face off.
All right, that'd be damage done now. How, imagine you like coming through the door.
He'd go in to talk back with a bow jersey on.
Yeah.
He would.
Yeah, but they'd know something was wrong then. They wouldn't. That would be one of those situations like something's gone wrong here.
And imagine that's you had to use my ling going on. I'd keep your voice though, wouldn't I?
No.
Well, if I have my
voice. If it's a face-off situation, I think it's the full swap.
He's never seen the film as well. That's the best thing about it.
No.
Or Trading Places.
Yeah.
Split.
No.
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 Is that not the same thing?
No, that's when he has a split personality.
Yeah.
No.
But I'd be becoming him and he'd be becoming splitting.
That works.
Is that not it? No. And I've seen that.
But you're just sitting there as Terrence, the next of all your brain's like, ping, we're Owen now. Yeah. That wasn't me, that was Owen. Was he split? Good film. James McAvoy, where he has like 20 different personalities.
Patricia.
Good film. Good film.
Good actually film.
Yeah.
Good film actually.
Face Off is a good film. He wouldn't watch it, actually. John Travolta is in it.
Ah, John Travolta. Prick. Yeah, yeah. He's not a cowboy in it, though.
He's a prick. So, Alan, would you do that with me? Do you think you could do more damage to me than I could do to you?
I reckon he could get you a life in order. imagine
him back and have a full routine.
Yeah, like, structure. What? Yeah. Opening your drawer and your socks are neatly there and your boxes are neatly beside them.
It's already like that, but still.
You know, I picture your boxers and socks are all like mumbled up together.
No.
So you have to move like a pair of jocks to find a pair of socks.
No, I pull the drawer out and all my jocks are folded neatly on the right side, and on the left side, all my stockings are just like, you know, and you do them into a ball and just all put in there.
See, I'm the opposite. Mine is the bundle.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm actually surprised by you.
Yeah. So we're at the swapping already, baby.
So you could put structure into his life.
Too much structure.
Imagine that. Yeah, here's a fact. I'm up earlier than you every day.
Well,
what time are you up today?
4 to 6 today, boys. I was up and at it.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, up and out, 6 o'clock every morning on for the last 4 weeks.
Now?
6 o'clock starts. I think
I'd accidentally get you killed.
Whoa.
I think, did we not speak about this before?
I'm actually very intrigued by this.
We spoke about this on TBX.
The wrong people about the wrong thing.
Okay.
This was on TBX on one of the early episodes where you were talking about doing like a role reversal. What? Oh no, it was a day in the life. A day in the life, wasn't it? Where you're like, oh, who would you rather live a day in the life of?
Oh yeah.
So we're onto something here.
Okay.
Why don't we actually do it? Just for one day.
I've essentially lived a day in your shoes. I've hung around with you long enough.
Yeah, true.
You've never entered my world, though.
Yeah, we have.
You're afraid to. Okay, next week we'll see.
I'm going home to do my homework. And are we trying to do the most damage?
No, we don't.
See, that's the big question. Is this a malicious operation?
Yeah. So, and how do we know who goes first in the role?
If we, who goes first? We have to go at the same time.
So if we go at the same time, let's say we wake up at 6 in the morning, I am you and me. Am I hoping in the back of it, do I know that I'm you and you and me?
In the face-off situation, yeah.
So I'm hoping in my head that you're not doing that in bogey.
Yeah.
Like you're not ruining my reputation. And then I'm probably going to fight with myself and go, he's definitely going to do something. So do something just to have it.
See?
Do you get me?
See, this is why it's a bad situation for me.
Chris Doyle's in a meeting and I'm kicking his door on. Going back to my seat, knick-knacking on his door on. Imagine. And I say, just in case. And then imagine we swap bodies back and you just had me life in order. You come back in, Chris Doyle has your in the bleeding meeting.
A disciplinary, yeah. Owns on a pip.
Yeah.
All right.
That's Talking More Bollocks. Send any questions, whatever you want, to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com. Calvin, I did a hotbox session last week. I'm still thinking about it. That heat just hits different.
Yeah, that proper finish blast followed by the cold plunge, I felt brand new after my one. It's an unreal spot as well. Proper escape.
Yeah, I went down wrecked and I came out flouting. It's not just for recovery either. It's a great spot to catch up with your mates or even sweat the fur though.
Yeah, they have a sus. I was at the one in Meath, but they're in Sligo, Kilkenny, Louth and Dublin. Which one do you go to?
Dublin, obviously. If you fancy giving it a go, hit up thehotboxonit.ie or check them out on Instagram @thehotboxonit.
And here's a bonus for you. Use the code TALKINBOLLOCKS10 for 10% off your session. You'll thank us later.
Yeah?
Yep.
Good luck. Boom.
Go Loud presents Talking More Bollocks. Proudly supported by the Hotbox Sauna. Need a reset? Sweat it out at the Hotbox Sauna. Ireland's number one sauna and cold plunge experience. Recharge, relax and reconnect in stunning outdoor locations. Book your session now at thehotboxsauna.ie. Go Loud. Sounds better with us. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in it now. Fill your body up in. Walk it hard and slow. When you finish that,
the hip knocker.
Cut down.